The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Shaykh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well, inshallah, and that you are healthy. As this is an event that is marked for us to glorify the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and appreciate their presence, appreciate their guidance that they provide for us, inshallah, the aim of today would be to pick a particular hadith that ties in with our topic of the heart, so that we can again gain more guidance, gain more awakening, so that we can inshallah follow on the footsteps of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And so, as we said, that we've been discussing the subject of the heart for the last few lectures, and if there were a quick summary that I would give, I would tell us to remember that the heart, number one, is a precious gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the responsibility of His creation is to nurture that gift, to care for that gift, so that when we return back to Him, the gift is in pristine condition, right? If you were to give me a gift and if you visited me, you found it under the sofa, dirty, you would not give me another gift again, you know. And this is very similar with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us something precious, and we described it in many traditions about how He looks at the heart. And so it's our responsibility to nurture it, revive it and awaken it and keep it pure so that we return back to Him showing how grateful we were for that gift. The second point that we said about the heart is that the heart is something that can change or transform from state to state. Qalb comes from the root word qalaba, which means to turn or transform. And therefore, depending on what we expose our hearts to, it can transform and change very quickly on a day-to-day basis, minute-by-minute basis, depending on where we are, what we are doing, and what we are exposed to, the heart can turn as well. And so the goal or the aim is to turn it facing Allah. That's the goal, isn't it? Where we come to Allah with the heart which is salim, pure, sound. The third thing we said about the heart is that the heart is that entity of a human being that controls the actions of the human being, right? If the heart desires, the eyes will open and look. If the heart desires, the ears will give ear and lend their ears to listen to something. And that point, I think, is so important because it squashes the idea that, well, Allah knows I'm a good person, even though I may not be doing what God wants. No, you're not doing what God wants because your heart doesn't want it. If your heart wanted it, you would do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Do you understand? This is really beautiful if you understand it from the perspective of the heart and how central it is to action. So today we want to look at a particular hadith and just dissect it and analyze it to get a better understanding of the different types of hearts. We had quoted a hadith previously of our fifth Imam alayhi salam that talked about the heart being into three categories. And from that discussion, we started this discussion. Today I want to look at another hadith from the fifth Imam Al-Baqir alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad, where he talks about four types of heart. Now, you know, four types of heart, three types of heart, it's not really a discrepancy. As we will discuss, the middle two that he talks about fits into the category of the deviant heart, but he breaks it up into further categories. So the Imam alayhi salam says, إِنَّ الْقُلُوبُ أَرْبَعَ, that there are four types of hearts. قَلْبٌ فِيهِ نِفَاقٌ وَإِيمَانٌ, a heart which has both hypocrisy and faith within it. وَقَلْبٌ مَنْكُوسٌ, a heart which is inverted. And we'll talk about what does an inverted heart look like. Now what we have to try and do to the best of our ability is when we talk about the heart, not picture this organ, because then you'll be like, how is that turned upside down? Right? Don't picture the organ. This is not what we're referring to. We talked about what the heart is. وَقَلْبٌ مَطْبُوعٌ, a heart which is sealed. It has been stamped, sealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَلْبٌ أَزْهَرُ وَأَجْرَدٌ, أَزْهَرُ أَجْرَدٌ, and a clear and luminous heart. So there are four types of hearts. A heart that has both nifaq and iman in it, hypocrisy and faith in it. A heart which is inverted, a heart which is sealed, and a heart which is illuminated. But then he describes it in a little bit more detail. He says, فَأَمَّا الْمَطْبُوعُ فَقَلْبُ الْمُنَافِقُ. He says, the heart which is sealed is the heart of a hypocrite, a munafiq. وَأَمَّا الْأَزْهَرُ فَقَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنُ. But the heart, and the heart which is illuminated is the heart of a mu'min, the heart of a believer. وَأَمَّا الْمَنْكُوسُ, the heart which is inverted, فَقَلْبُ الْمُشْرِكُ, it is the heart of a person who associates partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he read a verse of the Qur'an, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in surah number 67, verse 22, أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَىٰ أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَىٰ أَحْسَنْتُمْ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah says in this verse is that what is he who walks upon his face, yamshi mukibban, ala wajhihi. Allah says, he poses a rhetorical question, that is the one who walks on his face better guided, or the one who walks on the sirat al-mustaqim, the one who walks on the straight path. What does that mean? Have you ever thought, you know, like what does it mean to walk on one's face? Right? And so we'll talk about that inshaAllah. And then the final thing the Imam alayhi salam says, وَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ أَلَّذِي فِيهِ إِيمَانٌ وَنِفَاقٌ. But as far as the heart which has both hypocrisy and faith in it, فَإِنْ أَدْرَكَ أَحَدَهُمْ أَجَلُهُ عَلَى نِفَاقِهِ هَلَكٌ. If one were to meet their end, their ajal, while they're on nifaq, they would perish. But if these same people, وَإِنْ أَدْرَكَهُ عَلَىٰ إِيمَانِهِ نَجَىٰ, but if these same people were to meet their end, their ajal, their death upon iman, they would be successful. And so what we find here is a description of four different types of hearts. And I want to describe each one more so from the perspective of how do we end up with one of these hearts. What the Imam is describing is not the original form of the heart, right? Like that would be just unfair that someone's born with an inverted heart or a heart which is sealed, while others may be born with a heart which is illuminated. No, these are the result of one's actions during the course of one's life that will determine which one of these four states one ends up in. But it's important for us to know, because the success that we have and how we are judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dependent upon the illumination of the heart, right? And how much we have of it, or if it is inverted or sealed.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.